God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason DeZurich. Appreciate you being with me here. Till We Meet Again is the title of our, well, last 30 minutes here. Can't wait to share what I've got for you tonight. Oh, yeah, and don't be a pushover. Wanted to share with you just something that, well, to be really open and honest, quite near and dear to my heart as I've grown, not just as a man, but in the Lord, come to realize the importance of having people in your life that will sink into you, that are, if you will, willing to disciple you in the Lord. And it's important, friends, to make sure that you are, well, surrounding yourself with people that are of the Lord, not just someone. Let me dig into this just a bit tonight. You know, if you follow the ministry of Worldview Warriors at all, you know that the ministry and I, we believe greatly in discipleship. It's very important. Friends, the importance of sinking one's life into, well, others. We're called to do it. And friends, when we see our example, meaning if we strive to want to become more like Jesus, my goodness, that was his example. He allowed, and really, yeah, he went out and asked, of course, but and invited people, but he allowed then these 12 that we know to follow him. There were others. But his 12, those were the close ones. There's even three others who were closer to Jesus, Peter, James, and John. Again, the importance of sinking your life or someone sinking their life into you, especially for the kingdom of God, cannot be dismissed. The impact that it has not only on the person that's being discipled, but the impact on the kingdom of God as a whole, it cannot be overlooked. Friends, this is so vitally important. You know, today, I just don't mean this day, but in the times we're living in, so many people want to reach out to so many others and think, you know, the numbers are just important. Well, sure, but where's the greatest impact when you really start not just thinking about it, but taking a look? Friends, these disciples Jesus had followed him to the death. Yes, he lost one. He did. All the others, though, died for the faith in Jesus Christ. I mean, again, Jesus Christ discipled, and so should his followers. Just one aspect of the discipleship that I have never really considered, or perhaps I've just ignored most of my life. Well, friends, it's the sad reality that as time moves on, those who have discipled others will move on and get their reward in heaven. They will leave those they've discipled to live out what they learned from them and live it on the earth. Friends, today is, and I just don't completely know why, but today for me has been an emotional roller coaster almost from the beginning I woke up today. I'm just quote-unquote off for some reason. One of the reasons that, well, that I'm on this emotional roller coaster today. Well, the Lord just keeps bringing people into my life to, well, for me to disciple, but those who've discipled me in the past and how they've impacted my life to follow God and His ways and seriously challenged me. This man I'll be talking to you about tonight, friends, when I first met him, you know, he was a passionate man, loved the Lord. I just wasn't sure, you know, if you will, I don't want to say about him per se, but I just wasn't sure how greatly he'd impact my life or not. And as I got to know him more and more, I began to realize, you know, that there's more to him than just, you know, the little things we've been doing. You know, he was a pastor at a church and had discipled others and actually helped others to plant churches. But the more I got to know him, I realized that our relationship was going to be a little bit different. Now, please bear with me, friends, as I take some time and share this with you. This man, much older than me, I don't even know his age when he passed. And yes, he's in heaven now. I like friends, okay? I like having close friends. I think all of us, you know, we like to have acquaintances, you know, we like to hang out with people. I know there's some that don't. I'm someone who likes to hang out with people. And more I got to know he's my disciple, or my friend, Bill is his name. I'll get into it more of who he is and how much he impacted me. But the more we got to know each other, the more, as I already have stated, the more I realized our relationship, if you will, it seemed as if it was going to go in a different direction than many others that I had relationship with. One thing Bill taught me, Bill Shoemaker is his name. One thing he seriously took time to talk to me about, and we spent hours together, was about the four levels of relationships. And I was like, what in the world are you talking about, Bill? Well, we just talk, and he'd be like, well, you know, your relationship, your four levels. I'm like, okay. The first level, he's like, you know, just, you know, you kind of know of each other. You're kind of acquaintances, you know, not very deep. It's just kind of, hey, how you doing? The next level, he stated, you know, as you get to know someone, you know, you're getting to know more than just about the weather. You're getting to know a little bit more about them. Not super deep yet, though, really surfacey. Now, the third level. That he shared with me, he said, this is kind of the critical level for all relationships. And I'm like, well, why is the third level and not the fourth? Why wouldn't the fourth be more critical? And so my disciple shared with me, he said, well, the third level is very important to figure out, do you want to go deeper with this person? Or do you want to go back to being more surfacey? And he said, I want to encourage you to be very careful with getting close to the wrong people. Now, that sounds kind of harsh. It sounds kind of mean, but really it's not. It's wisdom. It's wisdom directly from, well, the book of Proverbs. We need to be careful who we let allow sink into our lives, friends. Again, we had some very hard discussions about how things were and how things should be. And the thing I think I really appreciated about Bill is, I guess the best way to put it is, he wasn't afraid to hit swords with me. What I mean is, there'd be some things I would stand in my position on whatever it was he'd stand in his, and then we'd, you know, have basically like a verbal sword fight, hitting swords, and sparks would fly sometimes, if you will. He always challenged me with truth in love, and I mean always. I can tell you for certain that his influence on my life is a huge reason why I'm always pursuing and challenging people to find the truth. His patience with me was always amazing. Now, that doesn't mean I liked everything coming out of his mouth. It doesn't mean he liked everything coming out of my mouth. But he was patient, and he'd, well, listen, think. And then usually he'd ask me a question and challenge me on my thought. Friends, there were times I know that I was way overbearing and didn't listen. Anybody in that boat, raise your hand right now. You know, you have your idea of doing something and the way it should be, and you're not listening. You know, you're listening to respond. Friends, I encourage us to stop doing that. Friends, he took time for me and would always listen, and then, as I said, usually ask me a question to challenge me. Most of the time, after praying and considering his question, I would come to realize that perhaps things weren't as black and white as I maybe thought they were, or that there really might be another way to see things. So with Bill, and I've talked to you about three levels of a relationship, there's a fourth level, which is a very deep friendship. Meaning, there might be things that you disagree on, but in the end, you're going, not that I'll look past that per se, but saying, you know what, I want to be a friend of this person. The fourth level is very, very deep, and to be quite blunt, you're not going to have many friends at that level. Most will probably end up being acquaintances. But very deep relationships, friends, those are relationships I encourage you to really strive for. One thing I love about Bill Shoemaker is that when he would discuss things with me, he never, never compromised the Word of God. And I mean never. This wonderful man who's with the Lord now was an outside-of-the-box thinker that helped me to become the man that I am today. In fact, some of you listening to this tonight, you probably know him as well, some of you. If you're in Northwest Ohio, it's where he spent much of his time, at least that I knew him. One thing he really helped me to see and understand better is the fact that not everyone has to be or is your best friend. And I know that's difficult to hear for many these days, but it is true. He and I would discuss and talk about how there are levels to the relationship, as I'm saying, and how most people that we call friends, as you just heard, they're really just acquaintances. And that it's okay. We aren't enemies. We're just at a surface level in our relationship. And again, that is okay. Friends, I'm sharing this with you because for me, this has greatly freed me in my mind, in my heart, to know I can still love people, and you can love people, but that doesn't mean you have to be best friends with everyone. Jesus wasn't best friends with everyone, so why do we think we need to do that? My friend Bill challenged me to be wise when trying to go into a deep relationship with people. He taught me so much, if you can't tell. Friends, I truly love him. And not as a brother. More of, well, again, as my discipler. He really impacted my life. I'm saddened to know that he's no longer walking on the earth, but I'm joyful for him to know that he's with his Lord and Savior. Friends, I'm so filled with joy to know how much I learned from him. That he even considered me worthy of his time, knowledge, and energy. So, as I wrap up this little section, I'll get into something else in just a bit. Thank you so much, Bill. Without you, I wouldn't be the man I am today. Thank you for sinking your life into mine. I can only hope to serve Jesus Christ as well as you did while you were here on this earth. Such an honor to know you. Until we meet again, friend. Until we meet again. My name is Jason Zurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Bear Bryant once said, "We can't have two sets of standards, one set for the dedicated young men who want to do something ambitious and one set for those who don't." Friends, I, for one, will keep teaching my children that we are all made in the image of God and that we should respect everyone as a person. I will also continue to teach my children the importance of living out godly ways in this world. When they choose to sin against God, we should teach them to take responsibility for their actions and accept the just and natural consequences that come their way. Why? Well, so they'll continue to grow and become mature and complete, not lacking anything. All people of God, we need to stay the course for such a time as this.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org as we continue on again, friends. Bear Bryant, as you just heard, said we can't have two sets of standards, one set for the dedicated young men who want to do something ambitious and one set for those who don't. Friends, again, I've been so thankful. I am so thankful. I'm honored to have been discipled by many great men, and many of them you don't even know. I am so thankful for people that took time to sink their life into mine. So, friend, I hope you're grabbing onto the idea of taking time to sink the life that God has given to you into someone else. Fathers, you need to sink your life into your children. Those of you who don't have children, go find a discipler. I should say, go find someone to disciple, and you be disciple. You disciple them. Some of you might be wondering, well, I don't even know what to do. How do I go about that? Well, friends, I'll just share with you something that happened with me. And, well, now I disciple others in the same manner. You've heard me talk about 1 Corinthians 13 many, many times on this program. But that is a great place to start. I encourage you to have those you're discipling to, if they're able, memorize. If there's not, it's not much, okay? 1 Corinthians 13 has 13 verses. If they could memorize all of 1 Corinthians 13, that would be amazing. If they can memorize at least verses 4 through 8, that would be awesome. Start there. And you memorize it as well. As one of my other disciples told me, if we get the love part wrong, what's the point? Now, I want you to think back on your own life. How have you grown in the Lord? And to your listener, perhaps you're going, well, I haven't really taken enough time to grow in the Lord. I'm on my phone all the time, and then I watch a movie, then I go on the internet for a while, and I don't really spend time with God at all. Well, if that's you, please don't hear judgment right now. You know what? I used to be that guy. So I want to encourage you. Take time to read through the book of Proverbs. I've talked about this, again, in the past many times. Whatever the date is of the month you're in, and it's the 12th day of the month, let's say, then read chapter 12 in the book of Proverbs. When you get to the 13th day, read chapter 13. 14th day, chapter 14, and so on and so forth. When you get to the end of the month, whether it's 30 days or 31 days, well, read that chapter. And then when you get to the next month, start in chapter 1 again in the book of Proverbs. And I encourage you to just, well, keep going. Yes, you can read pretty much the whole book of Proverbs 12 times in a year. But once you're done with that year, how about keep going? You're already doing it anyway. It's a habit. Why do I suggest this? Well, I've been doing this for so long now, I've lost keeping track. But I can tell you this. I find something new every day that somehow I missed. And I'm coming to the realization it's not that I necessarily missed it. It's that I wasn't even ready to receive it in the past. And now I'm like, wow, that's incredible. That's incredible wisdom. I hadn't thought of that. Or wow, that's incredible foolish living. I'm not going to do that. Now, as we continue on here, something, if you choose to do this, and I greatly encourage you to do this, I want to give you a warning about doing this. And I'm not trying to take away the blessing you are about to receive if you choose to go down this path. I just want to give you a warning, and some of you are going, yeah, whatever. That was me, by the way, and now I'm going, ay. So here's the warning. As you continue to read through the book of Proverbs, read through the Bible, yes, absolutely, but in the book of Proverbs, you're going to start seeing things in your own life in the past where you were foolish. And you're going to probably have to take time and grieve that moment in your life. What do I mean? Well, if there's something that's brought up in the Psalms, or I should say the Proverbs, that really impacts you and you're like seeing how, well, for instance, what a fool does, whether it's with their mouth or their body, whatever it is, and you think back in your own life going, man, that was me. Well, I want to encourage you to live in the new man, the new woman that you are becoming. And just keep going. Be encouraged in the Proverbs. I do encourage you greatly to do this. One last thing as I get out of here. I do encourage you greatly also to start reading biographies of great people in history. I'll give you a suggestion right now. You could read about General George S. Patton Jr., Corrie Ten Boom. You could read about Mother Teresa. One last one that has impacted me personally, Lee Iacocca. And friends, of course, look to Jesus. He is your all-time board president. I'll get into that maybe sometime in the future more. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for being with me here. Friends, later on, I'll be digging into missing the mark, looking at sin properly. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent, and don't be a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.